我想我们首先真的是要把感谢归给神。
Foremost, we really want to give our thanks to the Lord God.
任何基督徒的聚集，如果神不在我们中间，就失去了意义和价值。
Any gathering of saints, if the Lord is not with us, then we lost its purpose and its meaning.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，借着耶稣的血，我们可以直达至圣所。
The author of Hebrew tells us through the blood of Jesus Christ we may enter into the holies of holies.
因为他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Because he's opened unto us a new and a living way.
然后我们非常感谢主，让我们还能够再有今年的 LDC 劳工节退休会。
We really want to thank the Lord that we have another Labor Day conference.
在开始的时候，我真代表整个教会欢迎这一次所有的讲员，中文、英文。外地来的、本地的，都请你们站起来啊！
And I want on behalf of SBCA to welcome all the guest speakers, whether you're a speaker or a Chinese speaker, please stand up.
Okay. 非常谢谢。为了省我哥哥回答，我先说他是我哥哥，不是我弟弟。我们感谢神能够让我们一起来聚在主的面前，一起来领受神的话。
And again, we are very, very thankful that we can come and gather before the Lord and listen to His words.
其实我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对每一次参加聚会里面有没有期望
？And I don't know, brothers and sisters, when you come to a conference like this, do you have an expectation?
刚才David 带我们唱《哦主，我需要你》的时候，我整个心就说：主，我太需要你了。
And when Pastor David was leading us to this song, Lord, I need you. I'm crying out from my heart, Lord, I need you.
不光耶稣应许我们说，只要有两三个人奉他名的聚会，他一定跟我们同在。
Jesus promised us, whenever two or three are gathered together in His name, He is with us.
你真是预备好他在这了吗？
Are you really prepared and know that He is here?
彼得告诉我们，虽然看不见他，但是我们都爱他。
Peter says that we do not see Him, but we love Him.
摩西是因着如同看见那不能看见的神。让他胜过整个世界的诱惑。
And Moses has overcome the temptation of the world because he was able to see the invisible God.
让他有能力去面对人生所有的挑战，内部的、外部的。
And he's able to face all the challenges that are inward and outward.
所以我们一定要有一个深的渴慕，说主每次来，我绝对不甘心怎么来怎么回去。
So we need to have a deep longing that whenever we come before the Lord, say, Lord, I do not want to leave the same way that I came.
虽然我看不到你，我知道你在这里。
Though I cannot see you with my physical eyes, but Lord, I know you are here.
主对我说话，我需要你。
Lord, speak to me, Lord, I need you.
所以任何的聚会是我们遇见神的机会。
And so every time we gather is an opportunity for us to come and meet God, encounter God.
我上个礼拜讲了三个关键的事，朝见他，聆听他，跟随他。
A few Sundays ago, I was preaching here at church that we need to go behold him. We need to draw near to him. We need to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神应许每个聚会他跟我们在一起。
This is what he's promised that whenever we gather together, he is with us.
我们一起从心里面跟他说，耶稣，谢谢你啊。
Brothers and sisters, from our hearts right now, say to the Lord, thank you.
第二件事情
Secondly,
每一次的聚会
and every time we get together like this,
一定是我们蒙恩的机会
it is an opportunity for all of us to be blessed.
既然他在这里
if he is here,
当他对我们说话的时候
when he speaks,
我们整个人要活过来
our entire person will come to life.
我们遇见他的时候
when we encounter him,
我们的捆绑要脱落
and all the things that binds us, they will fall off.
我们的痛苦要得到安慰
all of our pain,that we receive comfort.
我们的失败和羞耻在这里被他恢复，被他赦免。
All of our failures, all of our shame are restored by him, are forgiven by him.
整个环境给我们的压力，我们在他面前得到盼望，得到力量。
The pressure from the circumstances that we are in, we may now have hope and we may now have strength with him.
所以每一次的聚会
So brothers, every time we gather together,
都是我们遇见神 跟我们蒙恩的机会。
It's an opportunity for us to encounter Him and to be blessed by Him.
所以希望未来的三天，其实不到三天。
And I pray that in the coming three days,
我们一起同心的来敬拜他，也一起来享受他。
With all of our hearts, we come and worship Him. With all of us, our hearts together to enjoy Him.
所以我们为了自己，为了聚会，我们开头有个简短的祷告。
So for ourselves, for this conference, let's just pray together.
主，我们都侍立在你的面前。
Well, we are all here, presenting ourselves before you.
真的开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你真在我们中间。
Oh Lord, open our eyes that we may truly see that you are indeed here.
把聆听的耳、受教的心都赐给我们。
Give us a listening ear and a teachable heart.
在这里，每一个器皿向你都是敞开的。
Lord, that every vessel is wide open towards you.
充满我们
，Oh Lord, fill us up.
我们太需要你
，Oh Lord, how we need you.
祝福这三天的聚会
，Lord, bless these three days.
你借着各种不同的方式和管道来对我们说话
，Oh Lord, use every possibility, every channel to come to speak to us.
为了在场的，为了线上的，我们都交在你手中。
Oh Lord, for those who are here attending this conference on site and who are attending online, Lord, we commit everybody into your hand.
圣灵的大能充满整个会场。
Yes, the power of the Holy Spirit, come and fill us up.
让我们都来一起都来高举基督。
That we may all together come and exalt Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.三天前我读到教会的，按照教会的读经进度，正好读到启示录二十二章。
And three days ago, I was moving along the reading schedule for our church as a whole. I came to Revelation chapter 22.
我记得上一次教会特别聚会的时候，我们正好也读到启示录二十二章。
It's amazing when we had our conference last year, we also came to Revelation chapter.
所以在二十二章十一节到十二节那里讲到四个人救人救人救。非常非常的触动我的心。
Verse 11 through verse 12, it continually repeat these words, let him be still. And repeat it four times and really moved my heart.
这是主耶稣亲自说的。
This is what Jesus said himself.
他说不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
He said, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still.
弟兄姊妹，这四个仍旧，每次我读到都震撼我的心。
And these let him be still. Every time I read these words, it shook my heart.
如果我今天怎么过生活，明天还是怎么过生活，我可能仍旧如此过我一生。
How I live my life today, how I live my life tomorrow, this is maybe the way that I live my life for the rest of my life.
所以我们珍惜每一次的聚会，被神摆在他的天平上面。
So brothers, every time we gather together, we are on the scale of God.
让我们从他的角度来看我们真实的情形。
That from His perspective, we come and look at our true condition.
所以我跟新年特会一样，开始我们先看两个图片啊。
And at the beginning of this year, we had an opening message, and I showed these two pictures.
讲到圣诞树。
And we gave this illustration of the life of the Christmas tree.
当它被砍下来的时候。
The moment that it was chopped down.
它已经注定是枯干，它的结局是焚烧。
Its destiny is that it is going to wither, it's going to dry up, and it's going to end up in fire.
虽然人用各样的方式来装饰它。
But though man used all means and all possibilities to decorate this tree.
把它弄得那么漂亮，那样子的吸引人。
It made it so beautiful that it attracted everyone's attention.
但是它的结局就是枯干，就是焚烧。
But its end, it is dryness, and it's for the fire.
因为它已经离开了生命的源头。
But it's already been severed from the source of its life.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们一次得救，永远得救。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we are saved once and for all.
但是我们属灵生命的情形跟主之间的关系，是常常会离开主而掉到枯干的情形。
Our spiritual condition, our relationship with God, oftentimes we experience that we are severed from Him, and we've come into the place of dryness.
弟兄姊妹，你最近属灵的情形是落在仍旧里面吗？
Brothers and sisters, your current condition, have you fallen into this? I'm still in this condition.
我们跟主之间的关系是活泼的，是真实的，是连结的吗？
Is your relationship with God living, active, and united and connected?
我自己讲这个话，我都需要常常被提醒，因为一忙碌，一有事情，我们这个人很容易就失去了那种 abiding in Christ 的这种情形。
When I ask you these words, I remind myself, I'm often reminded, because whenever I'm busy, I discover that oftentimes I fall into busyness, and I find that I am not abiding in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，只有在基督里，只有在生命 跟主正常的关系和连接里，我们才可能有丰盛的人生。
Only in the Lord, only when we have a right and healthy relationship with God, will we have the fullness of life.
所以每一次的聚会，我们要非常在乎自己跟主的关系到底如何。
And again, every time we have an opportunity like this, we need to have an evaluation. What is my relationship with God?
到底我的生命是连于耶稣这伟大的生命呢，还是他已经落到枯干？
Is my life united and abiding in the life of Christ, or am I in the place of dryness?
第二个图。
And the second picture.
在这里问的问题，到底我们是停滞不前呢，还是不住的往前？
And the question that is asked here, are you stagnant or are you moving forward?
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易停止成长。
Brothers and sisters, again, I want to remind all of us: it's so easy for us to stop our progression and our growth.
这几个人就人就人就就说到我们已经停止成长。
These let him be still, let him be still. It speaks of the fact that we stop growing.
说到我们已经停止往前了。
It speaks of the fact that we stop progressing forward.
所以生命是不可以停止成长的。
And life cannot stop growing.
而我们的经历是不能一直绕行的，像希尔山绕行一样。
And our experiences cannot be just circling of the same place.
而我们的生活和侍奉不能像保罗说的空跑跟徒劳。
And our lives and our services cannot be as what Paul has illustrated, that we ran in vain and we fought in vain.
因为我刚才讲的这几个情形都是我们很容易有。
And brothers, all of these conditions that I mentioned are very, very easy that they would fall into our lives.
当我们习惯于这样子的时候，我们就落到人旧的里面。
And again, when we are accustomed, when we fall into a habitual way of living, then we fall into this state of,I'm still in this mode.
所以我非常非常感谢主给我们这个聚会。我真的里面充满了，一方面充满压力哈，是真的；一方面我充满了兴奋。
And I am so thankful that the Lord has given us an opportunity to gather like this. On the one hand, I do feel the pressure, but at the same time, I am excited.
对不起，我岔开话题，前面起码十个空位。如果在 overflow 有人没有位置的话，欢迎进来坐。
I'm going to take a side note. There are 10 empty seats right here in front of me, and I invite everybody who's at the overflow area to come and sit over here.
我们不受他们打岔，继续讲话。
Let's keep going.
那今年为什么挑这个主题
？So this year, why did we pick this particular theme?
他说：“神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
”It says, "Oh, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee."
你会说这个跟我有什么关系
？So what does this topic have anything to do with me？
这个跟我现实的生活有什么关系
？What does it have to do with my life right now？
我们花这么多功夫来到这里，你跟我讲这个节目干什么
？I spent all of my effort and all my energy to come to this conference, and you're speaking this particular topic to me。
我刚刚坐在这里，为每一个今天能来到会场的，我都为你们感恩，你知道吗
？But just when I was sitting here, I was thankful for every single one of you who were able to come。
我相信很多人。来之前经过很多打岔。
And I know that a lot of people before they arrived here, there were a lot of disruptions.
我几乎没有一次来特会不会经历打岔的。
And I know that oftentimes when I attend a particular special conference, I'm oftentimes hindered.
事情可以打岔你，身体可以打岔你，夫妻关系可以打岔你，孩子惹你生气，公司出事情，一大堆事情可以打岔我们。
Things, people, our jobs, maybe our family relationships, all sorts of things could just flare up and cause problems.
不行，我你们不用举手哈，我决定相信有人来以前夫妻吵过架。
And you don't need to raise your hands. I know couples probably gotten a little bit of a bickering before you came.
吵过架还能够来得胜者。
And you're still here. Praise God, you're an overcomer.
孩子可能惹你生气，气得不得了，但是你还是来了，不得了，真的是不得了。
Maybe your kid made you very, very upset, and you're still here. Your kid is here. Praise God.
仇敌不要我们遇见神。
The enemy does not want us to encounter God.
仇敌不要我们起来。
He does not want us to rise up.
那这个题目跟我们到底有什么关系
？So what does this particular topic have anything to do with us?
跟我刚刚讲的这些现实生活碰到的困难、碰到的挑战，到底有什么关系
？What does it have to do with all the challenges, the real life challenges that I face every day?
我就想跟弟兄姊妹讲，它不仅是大大的有关系。
Brothers, so I want to let you know it's greatly relatable to everything you are encountering.
而且跟我们的生活是息息相关。
And it has everything to do with every aspect of your life.
今天我们很容易去注重或是在乎或是喜欢听一些信息 它可以解决我眼前的问题，可以满足我当下的需要。
A lot of time we want to take our focus, we want to hear messages that can help me right now to solve my problems right now.
但是我们缺少一个全局观，缺少一个永恒的眼光。
Often time we lack a holistic view, we lack an eternal view.
所以我们的人生头痛一头，脚痛一脚。
And so we bump into things all the time, one after another.
但是当我们被带回来，从天上看神的旨意的时候，
But when we are lifted up, we are elevated, we begin to see things from God's will and God's purpose.
从神的旨意看我的人生的时候，
I begin to look at my life from the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定有一个不同的眼光跟不同的态度。
Brothers, I guarantee you that you will have a different sight, you will have a different attitude.
你同样面对夫妻吵架，同样碰到孩子，同样碰到公司的问题，同样碰到生病。
You may come across bickering between you and your spouse, a problem with your children, problem at work, problem with your health.
但是我们里面因着有永恒的看见，所有的事情都会不一样。
But because we see things from an eternal perspective, then all things become different.
我们来读今天的主题经文啊。
Let's come and read the key verse for today.
诗篇87:1-3，我们一起来读。
Psalm 87:1-3. Let's read it together, Chinese and English.
因为都打出来了，所以中文读中文，英文读英文。对，我希望这不是你一个礼拜唯一一次的读经机会。
We'll read it together. I pray that this is not the only time you've got to read scripture.
来，我们一起来。
Let's read it out loud together.
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。好，那我们先看一个西安的 slide， 我上次放给你们看过。
I shared the slide with many of you before.
中文英文都有了哈，都看到了，同一个西安啊。
It's the same, you know, Chinese and English, but it's the same Zion.
你现在跑到耶路撒冷去看西安，你甚至找不到西安。
If you go to Jerusalem now, you try to look for the Zion, you probably won't be able to find it.
所以外面来说，它非常的没落。
Outwardly, it's to the place of this ambiguous.
在你们旁边的那个城的模型是大卫做王的时候。大卫的城就是西安
picture,
西安山大君王的京城。
The picture on the left was an illustration or model of the city of David when David was reigning as king.
但是如果你读到新约的时候，
But when you come to the New Testament,
然后配合旧约里面所有讲到西安的地方，
And you come and look at every places in the Old Testament that mentions Zion.
你才发现西安这么重要。
And then you come to discover how important Zion is.
不光八十七篇说。他爱西安胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And you just read that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
在这个希伯来书12:22告诉我们，你们来是来到西安山。
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us you have come to Mount Zion.
永生神的城。
The city of the living God.
就是天上的耶路撒冷，英文是属天的耶路撒冷。
It is the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以不是今天地上的耶路撒冷。
So it is no longer talking about an earthly place.
圣经上称它是新耶路撒冷，或是属天的耶路撒冷。
And the scripture tells us it's the new Jerusalem. It's the heavenly Jerusalem.
就在神创造整个世界以前。
And so this happened before all of creation was made.
神的心里面已经有这一个他要得到的新耶路撒冷。
In the heart of God, He already knows this is what He wants.
你读到启示录第二十章的时候，
When you come to Revelation chapter 20,
你就发现这里所说的锡安山、大君王的城、天上的耶路撒冷。
And you begin to discover that this city of the Zion, the city of David.
我们刚才已经画了两个等号，现在再画一个等号。
I already gave you an equal sign of what Zion is. There's another equal sign here.
这是羔羊的心腹，羔羊的妻。
It is the bride of the Lamb.
就是基督的教会。
It is the Church of Christ.
所以你用这几个等号把它连起来。
And so when you put all these equal signs together,
锡安山
the Mount Zion,
等于永生神的城，就是他的居所。
Is equal to the city, the dwelling place of the eternal God.
这是一个属天的耶路撒冷，神要得的城。
And this is a heavenly Jerusalem. It's a city that God is going after.
希伯来书11说是神所亲自经营、所建造的城。
Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that this is a city that is managed and built by God.
然后启示录20告诉我们，这是羔羊的妻。 就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
Revelation chapter 20 tells us that this is the bride of the Lamb. It is the whole, the new Jerusalem.
以弗所书第五章讲到七，就是讲到基督的教会。
Ephesians chapter 5 we see the illustration of the wife that represents the church.
全部连在一起了。
All of these things, they should all be connected now.
所以荣耀的城指的我们今天的教会，属灵的教会。
So this glorious city speaks of the church today.
这是神一直在经营，在建造的。
This is what God has been managing, what He's been building and constructing.
所以从我们重生得救的那一天，就被进到基督的身体，就被带进教会了。
And from the day that we were born again, we were brought into the church. You were brought into this body.
所以你我都是这座荣耀圣城中的一部分。
You and I are.All part of this glorious city.
我们将来的结局就在这座城里面。
The conclusion, our end, is part of the city.
所以今生很宝贵。
I said, yes, this life is very precious.
但是今生全是为了永恒。
But this life is all for eternity that is to come.
所以我们从永恒回来看今生的时候。
So when we look at our life from eternity.
我们怎么过今生就会用一个不同的态度了。
How we live our day now, we will live with a different attitude.
啊，所以这就是我刚才讲到的这个题目到底有没有关。
So this is the reason why we open with an illustration that does this theme has anything to do with your life?
请你记得哈。
Please remember.
神的最爱是基督。
What God loves the most is Christ.
基督的最爱是教会。
What Christ loved the most is the church.
所以教会在基督里也是成为神的最爱。
And so when the church is in Christ, it becomes God's greatest love.
对，为什么有人问说我们教会的意象是什么？我们说是基督和教会。
And so when people ask, what is the vision here as SDCA? It's Christ and His church.
因为这是神整个旨意的中心。
Because it is the core, the center of the very will of God.
所有事情的发展，所有万有的资源，全为了基督和教会的。
All things happen, all things.Progress for the purpose of the church.
万有是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
All things were made by him and through him.
他为了教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
He is the head of all. He is the head of the church. He is the one who fills all and in all.
我知道开头有点太硬了，但是这是一个很重要的纲要。
I know this may be a little hard for everybody to kind of swallow, but it's very, very important.
所以我们稍微来一点软一点的。
So I'm going to talk about something that maybe you can chew and digest a little better.
你要不要跟你隔壁说，你知道吗？我们是神所最爱的。
Can you turn to the person next to you and say, Do you know I am the most loved of your God?
神爱基督。
God loves Christ.
为基督预备的一个妻子。羔羊的心腹
has prepared a bride, the bride of the Lamb.
基督爱教会，爱他的妻子。
And Christ loves his church, his bride.
为教会舍己。
And has given his life for his church.
他不光救了我们。
Not only did he save us.
他根本把他的生命给了我们。
He gave us his life.
我们跟基督成为一个生命的共同体。他是头，我们是他的身体。
We are one entity with Christ. He is the head. We are his body.
不光在爱里面已经亲到不能再亲，是他的妻子。
Not only are we intimate to the extent that we are his very wife, his bride.
在生命的连结里面已经密到不能再分，我们是生命的共同体。
From the perspective of life, you cannot part these two things because we share the same exact life.
弟兄姊妹，我们醒过来了，不要再被仇敌骗。
Brothers, we need to wake up.No longer succumb to the lies of the enemy.
仇敌用一大堆今生的事情来吸引我们的眼目，消耗我们的资源，让我们这个人被捆绑。
The enemy uses all sorts of things and means to come and draw your attention to deplete you of your resources.
我们需要知道神要的是什么，他到底在做什么。
We need to know what is it that God desires. What is it that God is doing?
我跟你说，我们最多100岁，真的。
I will tell you, we at best maybe we live to be 100.
不久以前我到意大利去的时候，跟他们想，哎呦，一算人生70岁，我只剩下4000多天了。
And I was going to I went to Italy and I was talking to Brent's sister. I realized I'm 70 years old. I got about 4,000 days left in my life.
我到意大利又浪费，不是浪费，又花了2个礼拜。
When I went to Italy, I didn't waste. I spent 2 weeks there.
然后我们去年退休会到现在又365天过去了。
And from last Labor Day conference to today, 365 days has gone by.
你再长100年120岁
好了。No matter how long you think you might live, let's say you live to be 120 years.
神是从永远到永远的神。
But God is from everlasting to everlasting.
而他要把永远的荣耀跟永远的旨意做在我们身上。
He wants to do his eternal purpose, eternal glory, and work it into your life.
我们竟然短暂的人生有份于永恒的生命。
In this temporal time that we have something to do with eternal life.
我们短暂的人生竟然 有分于他永恒的计划。
And this short and temporal life has something to do with his eternal purpose, his eternal will.
有一天我们要跟他共享永远的荣耀。
One day we will enjoy with God in his glory.
但是这就是我们人的问题。
But that's the problem with man.
就是我的需要，我的问题，我看到的，我感受的太强。
My problems, what I feel, what I see,They are too strong for us.
所以我们都需要神帮助我们。
So we all need the Lord to help us.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你。
Oh, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of you.
所以，我从两个角度来讲哈。
So I want to comfort these two perspectives tonight.
第一个，锡安是因为神的同在跟赐福。而有份于他的荣耀。
Number one, Zion is glorious because of the presence and the blessings of God.
礼拜天我要讲到的是锡安因着神的经营和建造而得到荣耀。
And the message on this coming Sunday is that Zion is glorious because God is managing and God is building it.
神有那么一个荣耀的结局为我们预备。
God has a wonderful, wonderful end for us.
让我们今生就有份于他荣耀的计划。
That here, right now, in this life, we may have a part with his eternal purpose.
但是你可以很明显的看见今天的教会太失败了。
But you can see very clearly that the church today, we are very weak.
我们跟神所要的，神希望我们得着的差太远。
What we are, as compared to what God desires, is so far behind.
但是可拉的后裔，可拉的后裔在信心里面宣告说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
But the descendants of Korah, by faith, they proclaim, Oh, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of you.
他知道神怎么说，事情不是将要怎么成就，是已经怎么成就了。
He knows that when the Lord God speaks, it's not what it will happen, but in his perspective, it has already happened.
When God speaks, it's done.
When God speaks, it is done.
他说的事情就成了。
When He speaks, it is completed.
只是今天在时间里面，你看到我们上上下下、上上下下的。
But today we are still in time. We see this yo-yoing of up and down.
所以希望我们早点进入
啊。So we pray that we may enter in quickly.
所以今天我现在要讲的第一堂是锡安因着神的同在和赐福。而让我们得享荣耀。
And again, Zion is glorious because of the presence and the blessings of God.
首先我们讲神与锡安同在。
Foremost, God is with Zion.
所以诗篇132篇说，耶和华拣选的锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
Psalm 132 tells us, For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place.This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
然后我们把经文都读完，下一节以西结43章，上礼拜刚读过。
Ezekiel chapter 43, we read it last week.
他对我说，人，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together, both language.
他对我说，人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要住在这里，在以色列人中直到永远。殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上，视为全界，要称为至圣。这就是殿的法则。好，好，让我们再一次看到，不光神在这里。
We see that not only God is here.
他说是我脚掌所踏之地。
And he said that it's the place where I rest my soul, for my feet.
换句话说，我们来聚会的时候，神不是只是坐在宝座上听我们赞美而已。
In other words, when we come and gather together and worship, God is not sitting on the throne high above and just listening into us.
他行走在我们中间。
He is now walking in our midst.
我们每一次来到神家。
So every time we come to the house of God.
其实他脚掌所踏，他在我们中间行走。
Do you know that the sole of God's feet is walking among us?
他看我们。
He sees us.
他了解我们。
He knows us.
他工作在我们身上。
He is working in our lives.
他不是光只是坐在这。
He's not just sitting somewhere.
所以神的同在是一件荣耀的事。
Brothers and sisters, the presence of God is a glorious thing.
所以真经历神的同在不是只是一个感受的问题。
So when we experience the presence of God, it is not just merely a feeling.
它一定会在我的生命和经历里产生作用的。
It will do something. In my life, in my experiences,
神在这里做事。
God is doing something here and now.
该洁净的他洁净，该释放的他释放，该安慰的，该医治的，他一直在做事情。
That which needs to be cleansed, He will cleanse. That which needs to be released, He will release. That which needs to be healed, He will heal. He is working here and now.
而且他说，这是我的宝座之地。
And He said, this is the place where I have established my throne.
等一下我会回来讲这个宝座啊。
And we'll come back and talk about this particular point.
所以弟兄姊妹，神在我们中间，神在你家，神住在你心中。我讲了三个了哈。
So brothers and sisters, God is here, God is in your house, God dwells in your heart, these three things.
你哪一个经历最多？
Which one of these three things do you experience the most?
你在教会经历神的同在多，还是在家？
Do you experience the presence of God more here at God's house, or in your own family, or in your own life, in your heart?
分不出来吗？
You can't distinguish. Is that true?
通通没有，还是通通一样
？I don't experience any one of these, or they're all the same.
前两天我们办公室同工在读经分享的时候，礼拜四。
Thursday, when the office staffs were coming together in the time of fellowship and sharing.
按照进度正好读到马太福音第一章。
And we came to Matthew chapter 1.
我们都很熟悉在那里弥赛亚。有两个名字，一个叫耶稣，一个叫以马内利。
And we know these two names of Jesus very well. One is Jesus, the other one is Emmanuel.
那我们知道，在救恩的经历里面，我们都经历了，他是耶稣，把我们从罪恶里救出来。
And in our own personal salvation, we've experienced that His name, Jesus, because He has delivered us out of our sin.
他又叫以马内利。
But He's also called Emmanuel.
他要把我们带进神的同在。
He wants to lead us into the presence of God.
所以就着救恩来说，真理来说，我们都知道。
So pertaining to salvation, the truth of salvation, we all understand.
可能你一听到别人分享这个，你心中就盖起来，又在讲炒冷饭。
And whenever you hear somebody share this particular topic, maybe you'll close your Bibles. I've heard this before.
但是我要跟弟兄姊妹挑战一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, I want to challenge each and every one of us.
耶稣的这两个名字。弥赛亚的这两个名字。
These two names that Jesus bears.
它不是光救恩的一个事实。一次客观的经历。
It is not just the objective truth of salvation for you to know and experience once.
它是我们一生之久该有的经历，是我们每一天甚至每一个的现在该有的经历。
It is the experience for every single day of your life. I want to even extend that it is the experience you need to have at this very moment.
它的名字叫耶稣，就是要把我们不光从罪恶。从一切不合神心意的里面救出来。
His name is to be called Jesus because He will deliver us out of sin.
包括我们的负面情绪。
And according to even our negative feelings.
包括我们身上很多很多的不合他心意的情形，他都要救出来。
A lot of the conditions in our life that is not pleasing to the Lord, the Lord wants to deliver us, save us out of.
不该有的谈话，不该有的思想，不该有的负面情绪，他都要救出来。
The wrong dialogue, the wrong words out of our mouth, the wrong in attitude, he wants to deliver us out of all those things.
他的救恩是完整的。
His salvation is complete.
他不是光救出来，他一定要把你带进去。
He did not just simply rescue you and pull you out. He's leading you into something.
但是很多时候我们属灵的经历里面，我们缺少了后半。
And a lot of time in our spiritual experience, we lack the second half.
我能够不发脾气已经不错了。
For me not to get angry, that's pretty good already.
我能够不再有负面情绪已经不错了。
And not to have all these negativities, that's pretty good already.
刚才跟老公在路上吵架，我还跟你来聚会，已经不错了。
And when I was just arguing with my husband, I'm still here, hey, that's pretty good already.
但是永远不要停在前半。
But we cannot just simply stop at this first half.
一定要被带进后半，就是以马内利。
We must be led into the second.Part is Emmanuel.
让耶稣来替代我们。
That Jesus would come and substitute His life for ours.
不光因着他的同在让我遇见他，我心欢喜，我灵快乐。
Not only simply because His presence that I encounter Him, that my heart rejoices.
我要进到以马内利的境界。
But I must enter into the place, the realm of Emmanuel.
所以保罗能够说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候刚强。
And that's why Paul is able to proclaim, whenever I am weak, I am strong.
所以我如果问弟兄姊妹，你软不软弱？
So if I ask brothers and sisters, do you feel weak?
可能很多人都会说我软弱。
And so a lot of brothers and sisters, I think, will say, yes, I do feel weak.
很软弱吗？
Are you very weak?
说很软弱。
Yes, I'm very weak.
那我就为你感谢神嘛。
Then I will praise God on your behalf.
你越多的软弱，就越多刚强的机会，对不对？
The more times that you feel you're weak, the more opportunities for you to experience strength.
你的软弱很软弱，那就很刚强了。
When you're really, really, really weak, then you should be really, really, really strong.
因为保罗说，我什么时候软弱，我什么时候可以刚强，因为我叫基督的能力来复辟我。
Because Paul says, whenever I am weak, I know I am strong, because the power of Christ overshadows me.
我们现在把耶稣的同在讲的都很淡薄，没有味道。
When we talk about the presence of Jesus, it just seems so diluted these days.
如果现在神真的开我们眼睛的话，
If God really opens all of our eyes right now,
看见基督在这的时候，
and you really see Jesus is right here,
我决定不光你们，连我都会吓得趴在地上的。
And I believe all of us, myself included,We will be prostrating on the ground.
因为太荣耀了。
Because he's so glorious.
有首诗歌说，我良人一举目，众天使砰一声全部下拜。
It's a wonderful hymn that says, the Son of Man looks up, and all the hosts of angels fall prostrating before him.
太伟大了。
Because he's too glorious.
所以我们需要主开我们眼睛，看见以马内利到底是什么。
But sister, we need the Lord to open our eyes that we may really understand what Emmanuel is.
不要光在写信上写以马内利，我们每一个时刻都需要以马内利。
Don't just close your salutation with Emmanuel, but every part of our life needs to be Emmanuel.
这是他的教会，这是他的居所，这是他脚掌所踏之地。
This is his church, this is his dwelling place, this is the place where he treads and he walks.
他说我要住在这里，这是我所愿意的，他是我永远的居所。
He says, I will dwell here, for I have desired in my everlasting dwelling place.
你我心中就是这个荣耀的圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, you and I, our hearts is this glorious temple.
不光哥林多前书第六章讲，或者哥林多前书三章讲到，教会是他的，是他的殿，是神所充满的。
First Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that the church is the temple of God, which God fills.
哥林多前书六章十九节说，岂不知你们的身体？就是圣灵的殿。
And chapter 6 tells us, do you not know that your body is the temple of the living God?
要不要再跟隔壁讲一讲，把自己讲醒过来。
And you talk to the person next to you, so we were, wake up.
你知道吗？我是圣灵的殿。
Do you know that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit?
讲的一点不到位。
You guys haven't spoken it to its essence.
我是圣灵的殿。
I'm not the temple of the
Spirit. 就像一个老弟兄说的，那天神开他眼睛的时候，他在马路上都觉得你们不要碰我，伟大的神住在我心中。
Is that holy brother? God opened his eyes. He was walking in the middle of the street. He's like, nobody touch me because God lives in me.
这是被神睁开了。
Because his eyes are truly opened by the Lord.
殿的特点，它是至高的，它是至圣的，它在山顶上，而且周围分别为圣。
And the characteristic of this temple is set at a high place, is at the mountaintop, set apart from everything else.
因为我上礼拜刚讲过，我就不多说了，因为这是神的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
它在山顶上。
And it's at the peak of the mountain.
所以它属天。
It speaks of the fact that it is heavenly.
周围都要分别为圣，这叫做至高与至圣。
And so everything surrounding this area needs to be holy because it is most holy and is heavenly.
因为神是至高的，神是至圣的。
Because the Lord God is most high and he is most holy.
所以我们虽然是罪人，
And though we are sinners,
但是我们必须登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
But we must ascend unto the mountain of the Lord. We must enter the temple of the Lord God.
他是让雅各有盼望的神。
But he is the God that gives Jacob hope.
有一天让雅各变成以色列。
That one day Jacob is transformed into Israel.
我们是寻求耶和华面的人，是寻求他面的雅各。
We are those who seek after the face of God, we are Jacob that is seeking after God.
就在我们登山的过程中。
And this process of ascending onto the mountain of the Lord.
上行再上行，越来越脱离属地的情形。
We go upward and upward. We find ourselves farther and farther away from the earthly.
世界想尽办法玷污我们，想要抓住我们。
And the world finds all of its means and all its ways to come and grab a hold of you to defile you.
但是圣经告诉我们，神殿的原则是在山顶最顶的。
But God tells us that the law of the temple is that it must be Zion at the peak of the mountain.
所以我们朝见神的时候，一定是向天而去。
And so whenever we go towards God, we are going toward heaven.
抖下尘土。
And we shake off the dust of our garments.
然后我们来朝见神。
And then we come and meet the Lord God.
这是讲到他在锡安。
This is speaking of God.Dwelling in Zion,
他与我们同在。
That He is with us.
第二个，他在锡安设立他的宝座。
Number two, God establishes throne in Zion.
诗篇二篇说他在锡安的圣山上已经立了他的君，就是耶稣基督。
Psalm chapter two, we see that the Lord said that He has established His king on His holy hill, which is Jesus Christ.
诗篇四十八篇也说耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上该受大赞美。然后底下第二节，我们一起来读：锡安山，大君王的城，在北面，
华美，
为全地所喜悦。神在其宫中，神住在这。这个城高大，
佳美，
全地都喜欢它。
而
更重要的是，神。住在这里。
But more importantly, God, the great King, dwells here.
诗篇一百二十二篇第四到第五节。
Psalm 122 verses 4 through 5.
众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去，看以色列的城邑，称赞耶和华的名，因为在那里设立了审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。OK, 神在锡安不光同在啊。
God, we see that not only His presence with Zion.
神在锡安设立宝座。
God has established His throne in Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这个宝座一方面说到他全能，他统管万
民。Brothers and sisters, on the one hand, this throne speaks of His power that He reigns over all things.
所以以赛亚书五十一章，以赛亚会说你是谁？
Isaiah,
怎么会怕那些必死的人？
Isaiah chapter 52 says, "Who are you, O man, that you're fearful of those who are doomed, who are to die?"
怕那些要变为草的事。
And why are you fearful of those who are but grass?
却忘记了铺张诸天、立定地基。创造你的耶和华。
But you've forgotten the God who's the creator of the heaven and the earth, the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真认识自己所信的是谁的时候
，Brothers, when we truly know whom we have believed in,
我们里面就不会活得这么胆怯，这么多的压力。
And our lives, we will not live in a state of fear, a state of pressure.
我上班的这将近十二年里面，神给我最大的恩典。就是我知道谁是大老板。
In the 12 years that I worked in the secular world, I know who my real boss is.
不管我的老板怎样。
It doesn't matter who my earthly boss, whatever he does.
我碰到很好的老板，我碰到糟到简直不敢相信的老板。
I've encountered some really good bosses. I've encountered some really really bad ones.
但是我知道他们的上面是我真正的大老板。
But I know that.Who is above them is my real boss.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们基督徒绝对不说人在江湖身不由己。
As I told brothers and sisters, we cannot say that I live in the world and I'm helpless to it.
因为这句话我在 Silicon Valley 听，我跑到中国去也听，在台湾也听到有人跟我说，人在江湖身不由己。
I hear it in the Silicon Valley. I hear it when I go to China. I hear it in Taiwan. Everybody is saying I'm helpless because this is the world that I live in.
如果神是我的神，我真把神当神 ，Let God be God， 我相信我们生活会不一样。
If we truly allow God and let God be God, I know that our lives will be different.
那这里讲到以色列众支派都到那里去，到耶路撒冷去。
We see here that all the tribes of Israel they all come to this place.
因为在那里有大卫家的宝座，在那里设立了审判的宝座。
And because the throne of the house of David, the throne that reigns is established there.
啊，弟兄姊妹，讲到宝座的时候
，Brothers, when we speak of the throne,
既然是宝座，就是最高的。
If it's the throne, it is at the highest place.
所以我刚才讲过，它是全地、全宇宙、万有的 坐宝座的。
And we say that the Lord God, He is the one who sits above all creation, all the universe.
所以除了那方面的经历以外，另外还有两方面宝座的经历，我也稍微提一下。
And brothers and sisters, aside from knowing that God reigns on high, there are two aspects of experience that I also want to mention.
因为跟我们都发生关系。
Because it has everything to do with us.
一个在这里说的审判的宝座。
Number one, it speaks of the throne of judgment.
人都不喜欢听审判的宝座。
We don't want to hear the message concerning the throne of judgment.
所以后现代文化有一个最大的一个点，就是没有绝对的对错，我喜欢怎样就怎样。
The problem with postmodernism is that there is no absolutes. Whatever I desire, I can go after it.
就算你觉得我错，你得接受我。I am who I am.
And even if you think that I am wrong, I am who I am. You got to accept me for who I am.
所以都不喜欢被审判、被批判。
As nobody likes this word being judged or the judgment.
但是你要知道，神的审判宝座跟人的批评、批判是完全两件事情。
You know that the judgment of God and the criticism and the condemnation, the judgment of man is very different.
这个箴言说，王坐在位上，用他的眼光驱散诸恶。
And Proverbs tells us when the king is enthroned, his eyes disperses evil.
圣经里面讲到审判的时候，是特别强调神要打掉，神要除去一切不合他心意的东西。
When the scripture speaks of God's judgment, is that He wants to strike down, He wants to remove all those things that are not pleasing to Him.
所以启示录十九章讲到审判大淫妇的时候，审判完就讲哈利路亚。审判完就讲哈利路亚。
Revelation chapter 19, it says that great harlot, when it was judged, every time it happens, after that judgment, it says hallelujah.
所以神每次审判我们，我们都应该讲哈利路亚。
So every time God's judgment falls in our lives, we all need to respond and say hallelujah.
因为他为我们赶逐诸恶，他为我们打掉、除去一切不讨他喜欢的事。
Because He has cast out what is evil, what is not pleasing in His sight.
一切不能进入永恒的事情。
Everything in our lives that cannot enter into eternity.
所以马拉基书也说，他公义的日头，他的光线是带着医治的能力。
And the book of Malachi tells us that the righteousness of God comes as light with healing.
所以神光照就是为了医治。
So when the Lord comes and sheds His light on our lives because He wants to heal us.
神的审判和管教为了叫我们有份于他的性情。
The judgment and the discipline of God is so that we would have the nature of God.
那是不得了的事情。
Brothers, this is an immense thing.
那神审判呢？有时候你不觉得是好像开庭这样子的审判方式啊
？And you discover when God comes and execute judgment in your life, it's not something that like you're standing in the courtroom.
但是呢，神借着他给我们的一些属灵的法则，让我们知道，一放就知道我们哪里出问题了。
But God has given us some principles that when He comes with His judgment, we know exactly what He's talking about.
我常常举的一个例子就是诗篇十六篇第四节。
And I often give the illustration out of Psalm 16.
十六篇第四节。
Verse 4.
凡是用别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦一定加增。
Those who substitute the Lord God with other things, His sorrow will increase.
其实可以慢点放，我先讲了。
wait on the slide. I want to
卸了底了哈。
You kind of gave away what I wanted to talk about.
有一些属灵的法则，你干犯它就是以脚踢翅。
And there's some spiritual principles when you violate them, it's like kicking against a goat.
那神的心意是好的，是为了祝福。
And God's heart, God's intention is for blessing, is what is good.
所以你看，神是轻慢不得的，种的是什么，收的就是什么。
God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap.
这是一个绝对不能违背的属灵法则。
This is a spiritual principle that you cannot violate.
今天很多人的痛苦是在收从前怎么种。
A lot of people who are hurting because they are reaping what they have sown.
虽然不见得都是，但是很多都是。
And I would say not everything is because of what we sow, but many things is because of what we sow.
所以你希望将来怎么收，你今天一定要怎么种，这是属灵原则。
If you want to reap.What you want to reap, it matters what you're sowing today.
那刚刚讲的那句话，用别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必然加增。
And those who substitute God with other things, his sorrow will increase.
他是坐宝座的。
Because he sits enthroned.
你不把他当主。
If you don't treat him as the Lord God,
那你就自己活在你自己的世界，跟你自己带来的结果中。
And then you live in your own world. You live in the consequences of what you brought in.
但是他早就告诉我们，用别的代替他，你的愁苦一定加重。
But the Lord already told you, if you substitute anything else with substitute me with anything else, your sorrow will increase.
第八节说，你把它摆在你面前，他说你心欢喜，灵快乐，肉身安然居住。
But it says if you set the Lord always before me.Then we will rejoice and we will live in hope.
而且我们在他面前有满足的喜乐，有永远的福乐，这是完全的对比。
And in His presence is joy, the fullness of joy and pleasure forevermore.
我刚刚被他不小心放出来那个图片哈。
And so the projectionist just show you the slide that I wanted to get.
你还是放了 ，OK， 好，没关系。这里有三个。
There are.Three objects here.
有三个球，我们都熟的。
There are three spheres here. We know what they are.
啊，为了帮助大家记忆，中间的地球永远是你，永远是我，就是我自己。
And so just so you understand this analogy, the earth is always me. It's who we are.
照着神所造的次序来说。
And according to God's created order.
太阳系的中心就是太阳。
The center of the solar system is the sun.
地球应该带着月亮去绕太阳。
The earth is to take the moon.And go and revolve around the sun.
月亮可以是你的家庭，是你的职业，是你的财富，是你的什么？所有的东西，那是神给你的。
The moon could be your family, could be your job, could be your wealth, whatever the Lord has given you.
一个把主摆对位置的人。
A person who has set the Lord at the right place.
他把神所给他的角色跟一切的恩典恩赐都带来。以神为过，以神为中心的生活。
His role, his position is to bring everything that God has brought into his life and center it around the Lord God.
Everything 都 smooth, 都正常。
And then everything will go smoothly. Everything will be normal.
但是问题就在于这个。
But the problem is here.
今天太多人事物取代了基督是太阳的地位。
Too many things in our lives, like this moon, has replaced the position of the sun.
生个小孩，太阳就变成你儿子。
The moon.
太阳。
Oh, I'm sorry. When you have a kid, and then the kid becomes the sun.
他太属灵了，他不能想象这件事。找个好工作，你的老板变成太阳。
And you got a great job, your boss becomes the sun.
买个好房子，房子变成你的太阳，天天花时间在房子上。
And you bought a great house, the house becomes the sun. You spend all your time and energy on that house.
不晓得哪一个 video game 都能成为你的太阳。
And even maybe sometimes video games could be your sun.
我们整个生活大乱。
And our life is turned upside down.
愁苦一定加增。
Sorrow will increase.
不要走到有一天痛苦收拾不了的时候才来懊悔。
Don't get to the point where you regret.What is happening, and then you want to turn.
只要愁苦现在加增，我们都该悔改，都该停下来，都该重新调整我们的生活。
If you're discovering the sorrow is increasing in your life, then we need a turn. We need to have an adjustment of our priority.
我们决定要爱我的家，我们决定要忠心于我们的工作，要忠心于我们的角色，但是没有一个可以取代神。
We need to love our family. We need to be faithful in the job that God has given us. But none of these things can replace the Lord God.
我们为什么要成立以灵团契？
Why do we set up the Ilium small group?
就是希望你们这些年轻夫妇还没生孩子以前，不要让你的孩子将来变成太阳。
That all of these young couples, that we will train you up, that before you have a child, that child does not become the sun in your life.
你说我的儿子是小太阳。
You say my son is the small sun.
是不是太阳？从你愁不愁苦自己就知道。
Whether your son is your son, you know by your experiences.
你说他是主，他是王，万王之王，万主之主。我们礼拜天拍手唱的不得了。
You say the Lord God, He is the Lord of all. I clap my hand, I jump up and down.
你早上花三五分钟到宝座面前，到至圣所。打个卡都不肯去吗？
And are you unwilling to come before the Lord God just to punch your card for 3 to 5 minutes in His presence.
我不是说灵修三五分钟够。
I'm not telling you that your morning devotion 3 to 5 minutes is sufficient.
我是针对那些说我连三五分钟都没有时间的人说的。
I am saying these words to people who say that I don't have even 3 to 5 minutes for God in the morning.
如果公司在门口摆了一个东西，进门就要打卡，你打不打？
And your office says, before you enter the building, you must punch in your card. Would you punch in the card?
我们一定会去做的。
You know you're going to pick up the card, you're going to punch it.
那我们说他是王，他是神，我早晨第一件事情就该来朝见他呀。
And if we say that he is the Lord, he is the King, and the first thing in the morning, I need to come before him.
又是一天的开始，他把新生命给了一天，给了我。
It's the beginning of a brand new day, he's given me new life, I can have this opportunity again.
我在这里感恩。
I'm here to be thankful.
我在这里更新奉献。
I'm here offering up my life again.
然后我带着欢喜快乐的心与神同行。
With a heart of joy, rejoicing, I walk with the Lord.
我学习在生活中经历他为我这一天所预备的各样环境。
I like to experience everything that the Lord has made happen in my life today.
因为他告诉我万事都互相效力，要叫我像耶稣。
Because the Lord has told me that all things work together for the good of those that love Him, that I would be like His Son.
我相信你三五分钟遇见神以后，你会自己会加时间，三五分钟绝对不够。
I know in these 3 to 5 minutes, you're gonna say it's not enough. I need more time.
但是我只是希望我们不要再去找借口说我没有时间，我太忙。
I want brothers and sisters, I don't want us to continue to have the excuse of saying I'm too busy, I don't have the time.
说我家有一窝的孩子，公司有个二老板。
And he said, I have a brood of kids, children at home, and I have a very evil boss at work.
我跟你说，你讲的理由都对，我相信。
And I said, maybe all your reasons are excuses, they're all true.
但是他不能改变基督是主的这个事实。
But it cannot change the truth that Christ is the Lord.
我不让主居首位，我的生活就混乱，我的心灵就愁苦。
If I do not allow the Lord to have the first place, then my heart will be sorrowful.
所以我们讲让宝座在这里，主居首位，都不是空谈。
And brothers, when we say that the throne of God is in Zion, we are not talking about just empty words.
所以我们对宝座的经历，除了他全能的神，我们靠他不怕。
And yes, by understanding that He is the Almighty God who's enthroned, we will not fear no matter what happens.
第二，他坐在审判的宝座上，他不喜欢我们过没有他的生活。
Number two, He sits at the place of judgment so that we no longer live in a lifestyle that's unpleasing to Him.
第三个，他的宝座是施恩的宝座。
And thirdly, this is the throne of grace.
我在任何时候，我有任何的需要，我都可以坦然无惧的带着本相到他面前。
At any time, whenever I have need, I can come and approach Him just as I am.
希伯来作者说，我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
The author of Hebrews that we may boldly come before God, the throne of grace, to receive our help for a time of need.
以前我到别的地方去讲道的时候，常常祷告完一抬头，已经排了一排的人等着我们为他们祷告。
A lot of times when I'm invited to a particular conference, and after I close the service, I close my eyes in prayer. The moment I open my eyes, there will be a line of people waiting to be prayed for.
他们新开一个店，要我为他祝福；要快要生孩子的，为孩子祝福。女儿被鬼附了，需要被赶鬼。谁生病了？一大堆问题排一排。
Someone has just opened a store and they want us to bless the store. Someone who just had gave birth to a child and wants to bless the child. Someone whose kids were actually demon possessed want us to pray over their kids and all sorts of problems.
当祷告完，我已经累得精疲力竭，下一堂都快上不去了。
And then after I pray for everybody, I'm exhausted and I can't.Sometimes I can't find the physical strength to continue.
我后来发现我身体有问题，每次讲完到血压一定高。
And then I discover as I age, every time after I preach the message, my blood pressure goes up.
所以我现在一方面跟他们说，对不起哈，我说你把你要代祷的事告诉我，我现在不为你祷告，因为我的爷爷57岁。就是为别人祷告的时候脑溢血走掉的，我又没见过我爷爷，我非常遗憾。
And I told brother and sister that could you please just write down what you need to pray for? I'll pray for you, but not right now, because my grandfather actually because of high blood pressure passed away while he was praying for someone.
但是其实这个也不是我主要的原因之一，我更重要的原因是施恩的宝座那条路，耶稣为我们买的。 每一个人都可以去。
But this is not really the main point. The main reason that I want Brothers to understand, experience that this throne of grace is what's been purchased by the blood of Christ for every one of us.
可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前，可以坦然无惧进到至圣所，这是给每一个重生得救的人。
With boldness, you may come to this throne of grace. You may come to the holies of holies. This door is open wide for every believer.
不用一定拉着牧师才会。祷告的答应。
You don't need to grab your pastor and the pastor prays that the prayer will be answered.
我在台湾就听说以前那个牧师一大早被那个五点多被乡下的姊妹拉起来说快快快快快出事了，他说什么事？你来就知道。
And then I've heard the story where there's a pastor who's at Taiwan is woken up 5 a.m. in the morning. A lady says, "Pastor, come, you know, come right now." What's the problem? Just come.
披着衣服就跟着他后面跑，然后就跑到他家的猪圈，在猪旁边就跪下来祷告了。
So he ran with this lady, and they came to the pigsty, and she knelt down to pray.
因为说猪生病。
Because the pig is sick.
我这次还听到一个传道人，他说我常人常常来找他，他说牧师啊，我的事情太严重，你一定要禁食祷告。
Pastor, my problem is really, really serious. You gotta fast and pray.
我们500个，如果有10个来跟我说要禁食的话。
There are 500 of you, and if 10 of you comes to me and says, Pastor, you gotta fast and pray for me.
我本来就形容枯槁。
I already look withered right now.
再连续禁食更无加薪美。
If I keep fasting and fasting, then you know I have no comeliness that anyone would desire.
你们就是要逼的传道人牧师更像耶稣，对不对？
You guys are calling your pastor to be more like Jesus. I understand.
这你都可以祷告，而且。他是身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着为我们祈求。
He's the high priest that's ascended on high, and he prays for us perpetually.
圣灵在我们里面用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit is praying with the unceasing prayer, sighing over us.
我们也只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，来得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And we can come to his throne of grace anytime for our help in the time of need.
这是神设立的。
And this is the throne of God.
第二个，神赐福与锡安。
And secondly, God blesses Zion.
我的时间都快到，我才讲第二个。
I know my time is up. I'm moving to the second point in the outline.
因为神赐福啊。
But because God blessed Zion.
那个诗篇132篇，其实我年初的时候讲过了。
Psalm 132, I gave a message earlier this year.
我们很快的念过一遍。
Let's read it very quickly.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。我要使祭司披上旧衣，使民大声欢呼。我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声。我为我的受膏者预备名分。我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻。好，在这里提到几件事。第一个，当锡安复兴的时候。
A few things are mentioned here when Zion is made prosperous.
当我们真那么宝贝主的同在跟他的掌权。
When we really treasure the presence of God and when God reigns in our life.
第一个，粮食丰满，穷人饱足。
Number one, the poor are satisfied. There's abundance of bread.
换句话说，神家不应该贫穷。
In other words, the house of God should not be poverty.
我们决定不应该怎么来怎么回去。
We cannot come to the house of God and leave the same way.
我们总会在这里领受到神的话，领受到生命的供应。
We will come here and receive the word of God, the provision of the Lord.
我儿子初中的时候，大概还小学。
One of my sons when he was in junior high, maybe in grade school.
有一次我带他们，我跟师母带他们去狮子城买菜。
One time, Pastor Nancy and I went to Lion City supermarket here.
我们出来的时候看到外面有一个老先生，大概六七十岁。
When we came out of the store, we saw an elderly gentleman, roughly 60-70 years old.
他就在那个垃圾桶里面一直翻垃圾，翻到什么东西就吃。
He was looking for food from the garbage can.
我平常对站在马路上那种高高壮壮年轻人要钱，我一般有时候不会随便 帮助他们，我觉得应该去做工作。
When I see a young man that is well built on the side of the street asking for money, I generally don't give money to individuals like that.
当我们看到这样子一个老先生在那里的时候
，But when we saw this elderly gentleman,
我就拿了一个钞票给孩子，我说你过去交给他。
And I pulled out a bill and I gave it to one of my kids and said, "Would you please give it to him?"
我不管他是谁
，And I didn't care about who he was.
他是神所造的人。
He is someone that God has created.
应该活出人该有的尊贵跟该有的生活。
He should have the ability to live out the stature, the loyalty of what God has created him to be.
我不光同情他的苦啊，过这样子的生活。
I didn't simply have compassion over the state that he is in.
我心里面也进入到人被撒旦折磨成这样子的痛苦。
And my heart was also aching to the extent to recognize that someone has been under the harm and the attack of the evil one.
但是我希望这样子的这种的穷、这种的苦、这种的恶不在神家发生。
Brother and sister, how I pray that this kind of poverty doesn't happen in the house of God.
但是我的确看到很多的地方人来跟我说：“弟兄，我们很饿，我们很渴。”
But brothers and sisters, many places that I go, I hear brothers and sisters coming to me and say, "We're hungry and we're thirsty."
神家不应该这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, the house of the Lord should not be like this.
你礼拜五怎么去带查经
？And when you go to your Friday night fellowship, how are you leading?
You know, AI on Google search 找些资料就去带吗
？You go to Google search and you use AI and find some material to lead your fellowship?
还是你在查经之前，你这礼拜真的跪在宝座前，让主把粮食给你，让你可以带来给弟兄姐妹。
Or this week, have you really spent time on your knees before the Lord God, that the Lord God would give you the food to bring to that fellowship?
神儿女们不需要研究食谱，不需要研究营养分析，神儿女们要有东西吃。
Brothers, you do not need to understand the ingredients or what the content of what food is. They need the sustenance to live.
第二个，祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼，讲到全民全家侍奉那种复兴的景象。
Secondly, the priests are clothed with salvation. It speaks of the revival, the state of joy and shouting that would happen.
到处都有神家同工青黄不接的景象。
Everywhere you begin to see the co-workers, we are all in the state of jubilation.
可以是几百个人、上千人的教会，但是同工不够。
And we can have hundreds and thousands of people at times, but we find that there's not enough co-workers.
教会复兴的时候，人人都是祭司。
And so when the church is beginning to revive, every single person stands in the position of priesthood.
第三个，在你讲到充满能力，第四个充满得胜。
And thirdly, is full of power. Fourthly, is full of victory.
所以教会正常的时候。
So when the church is normal.
不管我们聚会在这里，能够遇见神的同在，能够得享属灵的丰宴啊！
And not only when we come here, we can enjoy the presence of God. We may enjoy the fullness of His feasts.
西安的子民要起来替主执掌权柄。
The people of Zion will need to rise and reign on behalf of the Lord.
要赶逐魔鬼的作为。
We'll cast out the word of Satan.
你只要稍微用心一点，关心周围的人。
If you use a little bit of heart to begin to look at the people around you,
你可以看见多少仇敌偷窃、杀害、毁坏的工作。
You begin to see the work of the enemy that has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
教会如果不起来祷告
，Brothers, if the church does not rise up to pray,
我们最近正好读《离心铭记》。
We're on the Chinese ministry side. We're reading the book of Nehemiah.
城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧的结果就是百姓遭大难，受凌辱。
The end result of the walls being broken down, the gates being burned, is that the people was under great reproach.
但是当西安正常的时候
，But when Zion is healthy and is normal,
反而是他的仇敌披上羞耻。
But his enemy will be clothed with shame.
大卫的脚要在那里发声。
And the horn of David would be exalted.
诗篇四十六篇说，有一道河，这河的分岔是城的城欢喜，这个城就是至高者所住的圣所，神在其中，城必不动摇。
Psalm 46 verse 4 to 5 tells us that there's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved.
对西安的子民应该常常经历活水涌流的经验。
As the people of Zion, we should constantly experience the flow of this river.
撒迦利亚书第二章第五节，他说耶和华说，他不光为锡安心里极其火热，他说我要做他视为的火城，并做其中的荣耀。
Zechariah chapter 2 tells us the Lord said, He will be the wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
你有没有想过这个情形？
Brothers, have you pictured this particular verse?
去年我们到那个波兰华沙华沙波兰 Eastern Europe.
Last year we went to Poland.
他们有很多
乌克兰Warsaw.
很多乌克兰来的难民。
There are a lot of refugees from Ukraine.
帮我们去看他们孤儿院，就五百多个小孤儿，
他们
各个可爱，但是都好可怜孤儿。
That were in the orphanage. They're all very, very cute, very beautiful.
他们可以一个城一下子被围攻，一下子就没有了。
And the city was under attack, and the city was destroyed.
因为姊妹，当你处在那样子的环境里面，是你不知道明天会怎么样。
Brothers, when you live in that particular state, you have no clue what tomorrow's going to bring.
但是圣经却告诉我们，我们这一班神的儿女，他做我们视为的火城。
But the scripture tells us that we who is the children of God, God is the wall of fire around us.
他不光保护我们视为的火城，他要做其中的荣耀。
Not only does He protect us, but He will be the glory within.
所以诗篇二十三篇能够说，敌虽势布，享恩如恒。虽然仇敌在我周围，但是我们在这里 celebrate.
Psalm 23 tells me that even though the enemy surrounds me, but I am able to celebrate.
仇敌一直控告我们，我们却在主的桌子面前，我们在这里 celebrate.
The enemy continued to condemn us, but before the Lord's table, we're able to celebrate.
基督为我死，基督为我活，我在这里吃主喝主，与主联合。
Christ has died for me. Christ is living for me. I'm united with Him. I'm partaking Him.
整个新约的福分握在我们的手中。
All the blessings in the New Testament is within our hands.
因为耶稣说这个杯是我用血所立的新约。
Because the Lord says that this cup is what has been established, is the new covenant established in my blood.
第三大段讲到锡安的荣耀吸引了无数的百姓归回。
This last point, the glory of Zion has attracted countless captives to return.
弟兄姊妹，太多人活在被掳的里面，自己不见得晓得。
Brothers, many, many people who are living in the state of captivity, but they do not know it.
当你不知道自己活在被掳的里面，你就不会想回来。
And when you don't know and realize that I am living in captivity, there's no sense of returning.
或是你在被掳之地苦头还没吃够，你不会想回来。
And unless you have suffered in the place of captivity, you wouldn't want to come home.
那要知道自己有没有被掳，就看自己自不自由。
If rather you want to know whether I am in captivity, you need to know whether you are free or not.
什么东西、什么嗜好、什么习惯，你说放就可以放，那表示你在这件事情上自由。
Are there anything that you do, anything that you watch, anything that you see, you can let go of at any time? If that's true, then you're free.
这是至少的事情。
And this is the most common.
所以锡安的荣耀会让被掳的百姓想回来。
But the glory of Zion drove those who were in captivity to return.
因为看见锡安是这个样子该有的情形。
Because they saw with their eyes the way Zion is supposed to be.
所以我一直很喜欢以赛亚书35章第10节，在51章又出现过一模一样的一段。
I love Isaiah chapter 35 verse 10 that's repeated in chapter 51 verse 11.
你如果跟我一样真的用心读的话
If we use our heart and read these words,
你读完都会快乐。
After you read these words, you will have joy.
要不要试试看？
You want to try it?
好好读啊。
Now let's read it well together.
来。
Let's read it together.
Yeah,
the ransom of the Lord shall return. The harp of Zion is singing. The everlasting joy of their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness.
我需要先解释一下啊。
I need to explain a little bit.
这里是针对那些被掳的人。
These words are spoken to those who are in captivity.
对，我相信我们中间多多少少都有一些被掳的经验。
And I think more or less, we have this experience of being.
我也决定相信中间有很多人现在还在被掳的光景。
And I know that there are brothers and sisters here or.Who are listening that you are in a state of being in captivity.
不管是埃及的督工奴隶王。
Whether it's the slave masters that are lording over us.
就是不用埃及的督工，以前有个连长接通说，你家里生了六个孩子，就六个小督工拿鞭子在后面。
And it doesn't have to be a bad boss. Maybe your six children that are at home, they're all here with a whip on your back.
你可能有什么嗜好，你的工作，你的负面情绪，你的思想。都可能奴隶我。
Maybe your habit, maybe your word, maybe your thought life, all of these things, they can be masters over you.
但是这个救恩，这个应许是为着我们所有被掳的。
But again, this promise of salvation is for all of us who are in captivity.
他的救赎的名要回来。
It says, those who are ransomed shall return.
然后他说，歌唱来到锡安。
And then they will come to Zion with singing.
一路回来一路唱啊。
And as they're coming home, they're singing.
那个永乐，英文说 everlasting joy.或是 never ending joy, unending joy.
The words everlasting joy, another word, unending joy.
你看我刚才讲一个笑话，你们哈一笑就没了。
And so I just told you guys something funny. Everybody laugh.
你不会从头哈哈哈笑到尾。
You all just keep laughing and laughing and laughing and nonstop, right?
那有什么好笑？就那样讲完就是了。
Okay, that joke is okay, funny for a moment, it's over.
但因为那个快乐是建筑在外面我说的东西。
But that happiness is established on something that's outward.
Unfailing, unending joy, 或是 everlasting joy 是从里面出来。
Unfailing, everlasting joy has to come from within.
他说他们必得着欢喜快乐。
It says they shall obtain joy and gladness.
King James 用 obtain 得到。
New King James says they will obtain.
那个不够味哈。
The essence of that word is not quite there.
NIV 跟其他的有的翻译叫做 overtake.
And NIV and some other translation says they shall overtake with joy.
他身上没什么宝物，不然我 overtake 给你们看看。
And William is not having any jewelry on him, or else I'll show you guys what overtaking looks like.
喜乐击倒他，抓住他。
Would overtake whatever that is on him.
你要抗拒都抗拒不了的喜乐 overtake 你。
And you're to the point of.A joy that you can't even resist, it will overtake you.
他说忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And then it says the sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
他不是说就没有忧愁叹息那么没味道。
It doesn't mean that sorrow and sighing it doesn't exist.
他说忧愁叹息逃。
But it says that sorrow and sighing it will flee.
而且全逃。
And they all flee.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要想到回到锡安是多喜乐的事。
But brothers, you need to realize when I'm in Zion, how beautiful, how joyous it is.
真巴不得全地的教会都是像锡安一样。
How I pray the churches throughout the world that they are all like Zion.
我们礼拜天来，可能带着满身的疲惫，带着这个礼拜的失败，带着身上沾染的尘土，带着很多的捆绑，我们来到锡安。永乐归到我们头上。
And Sunday when we come to church, maybe we're full of wounds, we're full of filth and failures throughout the week. But when I come into Zion, I come into the presence of joy.
忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And then all the sorrow and sighing that will flee from me.
请你们这个礼拜五为着你们小组聚会开头就用这句话来导读一下。
So brothers and sisters, before you begin this Friday night fellowship time, open with these words.
让我们的聚会都不一样。
And then our gathering will be different.
不然这个世界太多的事情让我们被掳。
Or else there's too many things in this world will hold us captive.
有一个人为自己预备了两箱东西，将来上天要用的。
There was a person who prepared two chests full of things for him to use when he goes to heaven.
他想到天上多无聊。
And he says, when I go to heaven, it's got to be boring over there.
所以他预备了一些什么 iPad 啊，什么什么什么。
So he prepared some Apple products, you know, iPad, and you know this and that.
装了两箱，他想主来被提的时候赶快抓一起上。
And he thought, okay, I got those two suitcases packed. When the Lord comes, I'll grab those two things and I'll go up.
但是圣经没好好读。
And he didn't read the scripture well.
圣经上说主来的时候，我们身体要被改变。
And the scripture tells us when the Lord comes, our body will be changed, will be transformed.
要跟主一样。
We'll be just like the Lord.
那主耶稣复活以后，他的身体可以穿墙的。
And when Jesus resurrected, his body actually go through walls.
所以人家都要翻墙。我说我们教会的 IN team 是穿墙。
And I said,
没关系。复活不受限制的。
And again, resurrection, there's no limit, there's no boundary.
所以那天做梦，主真来了。
And so that night, that brother, he had a dream. The Lord really did come. And then he nearly grabbed those two suitcases.
开始往上升。
And he finds that he's trying to ascend.
他的身体可以穿过天花板。
And he finds that his body can go through the ceiling.
两个箱子却被卡住了。
But the two suitcases were stuck.
怎么拉上不去了
？He's trying to yank on them, but he's stuck.
醒过来。
And then he woke up.
属地的残忍啊。
And these earthly things as held captive.
要归回啊。
We need to return to Zion.
然后诗篇八十四篇，靠着你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的智人变为有福。
Psalm 84 blesses the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
他们虽然经过流泪谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca.
敲着鼓成为泉源。
They make it a spring.
并且由秋雨之福盖满了全谷，他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before the God of Zion. God of Zion.
基督徒经过流泪谷的经历，常常是难免的。
Brothers and sisters, for us to go through the valley of Baca, this valley of weeping, we will go through it once in a while.
世人也一样。
People are the same.
因为人生不如意的事就是十之八九。
And the things that are displeasing in our lives, they're about 80-90% of the things in our lives.
但是基督徒可以因着有主同行。
But Christians, because we sojourn, we walk with the Lord.
因着有锡安荣耀的盼望。
Because of this glorious hope of the city of Zion.
他们可以穿越流泪谷。
And they can walk through the valley of Baca.
而且叫这个谷成为泉源之地。
And as they
秋雨之福盖满全谷。
Walk through it, and they make it a spring, that the rain also covers it with pools.
他们就算行过死荫幽谷都不怕害。
Even though they walk through the valley of shadow of death, they will fear no evil.
因为主与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神为你们的宝贝。
This was precious for the children of God.
难处不仅不能打倒他，而且反而让我们力上加力。
Not only difficulties cannot strike them down, but they find strength upon it.
最后，我们一起读以赛亚书五十二章，讲完我就结束了。
Let's read it together. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1 and 2.
锡安啊，兴起，兴起！
闭
上你的门，
圣城耶路撒冷，穿
上你的华
丽衣服，
因为从今以后。未受割礼、不洁净的，必不再进入你中间。耶路撒冷啊，要倒下尘土，起来坐在位上。西安被掳的居民啊，要解开你的锁。在这里，他对耶路撒冷、对西安被掳的居民。
Here concerning the people of Zion, who are to dwell in Zion.
还有两个呼召。
There's a cry for them.
第一个呼召说：“兴起，兴起，披上你的能力。”
It says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength."
带来的结果要解开你颈项上的锁链。
And the outcome is that the bond of your neck would be loosened.
对耶路撒冷的呼召说要抖下你的尘土。
And the cry of Jerusalem is to shake the dust from you.
起来，坐在位置上。
Arise and sit down.
所以第一个呼召披上能力
the very first cry is to put on your strength
去除所有的捆绑
to remove everything that holds you in captivity
讲到我们靠着圣灵的大能大力我们过得胜的生活
by the power of the Holy Spirit and His great might we live a victorious life
第二个抖下尘土穿上华美的衣服
and secondly shake yourself from the dust and put on the garment the beautiful garment.
讲到我们脱离这个世界，给我们一切的沾染和玷污。
It speaks of the fact that we shed off, we take off the defilement that is coming from the world.
恢复我们该有的地位和尊贵。
That we are restored to the rightful position that we're supposed to be in.
那如果你回家有空读前面那几节经文的话
，If you have the opportunity as you go home to read the verses that are preceding the chapter,
你就知道五十二章刚开始的呼召。多么多么重要
And you begin to understand how important this cry at the beginning of this chapter.
五十一章结束的时候，仇敌对神的百姓说：“你过来，过来，让我踏一踏。”
Because at the end of chapter 51, the enemy of God says, "Come over here. Let me put my foot on you."
神的百姓就趴在地上，以备当街市，任人践踏。
And so the people of God came and prostrated on the ground, and people were walking over them.
以前我读到那一段，我眼泪就下。
And when I used to read the portion of scripture, I began to weep and began to cry.
这不是神家该有的情形。
This is not the way the house of the Lord is supposed to be.
所以在这里，神借着他的仆人发出呼召。
And so through his servant, the Lord made this cry.
兴起，兴起，要披上你的能力。
Awake, awake, put on your strength.
穿上华美的衣服。
Put on your beautiful garments.
抖下所有的尘土。
And shake from yourself the dust.
解开所有的锁链。
Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck.
坐在该坐的位置上。
Sit where you're supposed to sit.
最后两张 slide。
The last two slides。
基督已经释放了我们，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage。
锡安的儿女，脖子上不该再有锁链。
That the people of Zion should no longer have bond.A bond on their neck.
西安的儿女身上不应该再充满着尘土。
The people of Zion should not have their garments filled with the dust of the world.
最后一张图我年初放过了。
The last slide is what I show at the beginning of this year.
神给我们这么荣耀的身份、地位和前途。
God has given us a glorious future and a glorious position.
世界吸引我们天天看的是属地的。
The world draws our attention so that all we're looking at is what's on the ground.
世界的王用各样的重担加在我们的肩
头上。The king of this world puts all sorts of burden on our back.
那我们在乎的都是属世的，都是今生的，都是眼前的。
And that what we care about are all the temporal things, the things of this world, only for this life.
我用神对以利亚的话说：“你在这里做什么？”
And with the word that the Lord has given to Elijah, what are you doing here?
希望我们都兴起，好不好？
Right, so that we will all arise.
不管你来聚会前是什么情形。
Regardless, what was your condition before you came?
我们都求神复兴我们。
We ask the Lord, Lord, revive me.
让西安的儿女都兴起。
That the children, the people of Zion, will rise up.
我们有个荣耀的前途。
Because we have a glorious future.
今生就要过荣耀的生活。
Today in this life we live a glorious life.
我们一起唱诗歌十七首。
Let's come and sing hymn 17 together.
我们唱一到三节，我们站起来唱。
Verses 1-3, would you please rise up?
Pastor Nancy and I went to a service that had about 8,000
people. There weren't too many Chinese or Asians over there.
那个聚会非常喜乐，大家充满了主的祝福。
That service I remember was joyous, full of the blessings.
我记得那天在结尾唱诗的时候，因为我们坐在旁边比较高的地方，那很多人坐在中间。
And I remember as we came to the end of the service, we were sitting on the sides, a little bit elevated. Everybody that were in the middle.
他们喜乐到一个地步，已经忍不住了，起来手勾手，然后有人是搭在肩上，就开始。跳着唱歌哈。
And people began to come to the place of such great joy that they were holding hands and arm to arms and they began to just leap and as they were singing.
你一点不会觉得是放肆。
But we did not feel like that they were letting loose.
你就觉得那个整个那个喜乐就是 overtake 整个会场。
And you began to observe and know that it is the joy of the Lord that's overtaken them.
忧愁叹息尽都同。
The sorrow has flee from them.
在神的同在中，欢乐、自由、超越一切的一个事物。
And then the presence of the Lord, they were free to worship Him.
我没有叫你现在起来跳舞。
Get up and dance.
但是能不能 撇下我们的这个沉重的念，
释放我们。The spirit of heaviness, this face that looks so heavy.
我们再唱第三节，我们喜乐的唱，好不好
？Let's sing verse three. The sea of joy.
主啊，你在这里释放你的百
姓，
叫我们脱离一切的捆绑和锁链，让我们抖下一切的尘土和污秽。哦，西安的儿女都要在欢乐中，哦，来赞美他的王，耶稣已经做王了。
Children of Zion will shout in joy and to celebrate because Christ is King.
主啊，你设立你的宝座在你的教会中。
Yes, Lord, establish your throne in your church.
让我们每一次来到你的家中，我们都带着欢喜和快乐。
Amen. That every time we come to your house, we come with singing and joy.
哦，在这至高至圣的荣耀中，我们来与你相会。
In the most high, most holy, we come and encounter the Lord God.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
帮助我们。
Help us.
特别帮助那些正在流泪谷的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, we want to ask you to particularly help those who are walking through this valley of Baca right now.
让我们都靠着你的同在，靠着锡安的荣耀。让我们走得出来。
That by your presence, by the glory that is the city of Zion, that we may come in your presence.
而且要叫这个谷充满了泉源。
That we may come out of the sorrow, and oh Lord, that this valley would be full of spring.
也让我们都力上加力的到锡安朝见。
That we are coming to Zion, strength upon strength.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
保守我们晚上大家的休息。
Keep us, give us the rest that we need tonight.
祝福我们明后两整天的聚会。
Bless our time together in your presence in the next 2 days.
哦，西安的实际在 在我们中
间。Lord, we pray for the reality of Zion to be here.
主的同在，主的宝座真在我们中
间。Yes, the presence of the Lord God, the throne of the Lord God is here.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
没有报告。没有报告，大家被主任得释放了。